Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, what's up? And welcome back to the Carson Anderson Program. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up? Are we good? We're good. Just got a hostile hand gesture from Kang.
Oh.
It's not that gesture.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he has a hand, not a finger.
Dude, I want to talk about Jameson Williams, NFLPA's community MVP this week.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He gave, is it $10,000 worth of coats? Or maybe he gets $10,000 to, he makes a $10,000 donation to the nonprofit of his choice. That's cool.
From the moment he got here, he has wanted to help kids out, and he's been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a big kid himself, and yep. He just wants to take care of kids in the community, and I love a story like this.
We have to make sure we point it out and give him a lot of credit, depending on how the weekend goes. Maybe champ of the weekend votes, given that, you know, when things go wrong, it feels like everybody wants to talk about him. Well, this is one of our dudes. It's come under some scrutiny, and it was Adam Schefter. Let me read this tweet. Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams is the Week 15 NFLPA Community MVP for donating 250 new winter coats for kids at DBG Detroit. He and his foundation also teamed up with Comerica Bank to donate $10,000 towards local youth organizations' youth programming. And there he actually linked JMO's linked for JMO's community MVP award. So good for JMO. Good for Jameson Williams. Way to go, buddy.
Great for JMO.
Yep. Great for Detroit. Okay. So Gator, look, it's a massive football game on Sunday, and obviously it's taken the back burner with the news out of Ann Arbor. 6-point underdogs, Rams 10-3 atop the NFC standings. How do you upset the Rams? Kang said it earlier, turnovers. Can they create turnovers? Well, without their two playmaking safeties, and it doesn't look like Kirby Joseph is going to play, against a quarterback who's just not turning it over this year, if turnovers are the key, this formula does not look great against this opponent. But you know what else didn't look great? Last week when the league's most explosive offense, when it came to either 20 or 30-plus yard plays, which I can't remember if it was 20 or 30, my apologies, against the defense that had given up the most 20 or 30 yard plays in the Lions, Dallas's explosive offense, it didn't kill the Lions. They made their plays, but that matchup looked terrible for Detroit, and it turned out to be okay. So, can they do it again? Can they buck the trend, create some turnovers?
I think it's really hard against this team. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams are they're very buttoned up when it comes to that. I don't think they're going to turn them over three times like they were able to turn over the Cowboys three times. Dallas, one of the reasons the Lions were able to do that was they got pressure on the quarterback, and that changes everything. It speeds everything up, and I don't know if they're going to get a whole lot of pressure on Matthew Stafford. Kelvin Shepard's got his work cut out for him to create more of that pressure. He was under a lot of scrutiny going into last week's game, And they answered the bell. They came out and they did, whether it's bringing extra linebackers or whatever. El-Kadeem Muhammad had himself a game with 3 sacks. I don't suspect it's going to happen again this week. But let's hope that the pass rush is improved and the linebacker is going to have to play a huge role in it too. Because if Stafford is going to sit back there and wait and wait and wait, and he's got like 4 and 5 seconds to throw the ball, Puka Nacua is going to get open. There's no question. It's just how it works. And we love the routes that the Lions can run when Jared Goff has time to throw, because it gives Jameson Williams time to come across the field. And yep. It's just a matter of time before he's getting the separation, because he's so damn fast and so gifted that if you give him time, that, you know, that route that runs across the field where he's only 10 yards downfield turns into a 50-yard gain and maybe a touchdown every time if he has time to throw.
Yep.
Stafford has been deadly like that with Nacua all season long and for the last couple of years. Turnovers are it'd be huge. I'm not expecting them to get turnovers. What I'm hoping for defensively is that they can get a little bit of a rush, get some pressure so Stafford doesn't have the time to sit back there and pick him apart. And you said before about making sure that look at the number of field goal attempts in the game. I'm hopeful that we're going to see the Rams with like 3 or more field goal attempts in
FGA.
The game. Yeah, because
FGA.
That means they're not getting in the end zone.
We've talked about it last week going into the Dallas game, and it was five field goal attempts. I don't expect there to be that many, but keep track of every time the Rams trot out the kicker for a field goal attempt and not an extra point. That's kind of feels like a win. Now, you know, if you trot out the punter, even better, but or if they don't get to kick at all.
Right.
Yeah. feedback coming in. How do the Lions beat the Rams? Tyler writes in via Twitter, defense needs to show up. I'm not asking for 5 sacks again, but two big time sacks. We need stops would help a lot. Contain the pass game and give the offense a chance. Speaking of offense, Goff needs protection from an O-line to make passes. Gibbs and Monty need to rush for 150 yards total.
Yeah, that's another side of it. Looking at the offensive side, I'd love to see the Lions be balanced and be able to run for at least 150 yards and then throw for close to 300 yards. That'd be great. Have this machine going. Being able to run the ball means you're controlling the clock a little bit. We've seen the Lions have some great long drives. That'd be awesome if they could start the first quarter like that.
Mm-hmm.
And march down the field with a good 7-8 minute drive, 80 yards or 75 yards, and end up in the end zone. And I'd like to see a big game from Montgomery and Gibbs. I mean, I'm expecting Gibbs to be involved as he always is. Will he get his rushing yards? I don't know. I know he's going to get his receiving yards.
Yeah.
But will he get the rushing yards? Is he going to be able to break one? Let's hope that he can. But David Montgomery could be a major key in this game.
How about this from Raymond? They have no shot. Stafford is tired of losing to his former team. Stafford will throw for 250 yards and 4 touchdowns, 2 to Davante Adams, and win by double digits. The loss of Brian Branch will hurt big time.
Well, I don't agree with the first part where he says they have no chance. I think their analysis could be, look, Stafford could go off and have a huge game.
And still lose.
And it's not going to surprise me. Yes, he could have a huge game and still lose.
Because you know what? I've thought of this nickname for him because he gets big stats, but he doesn't always win games.
Okay.
So I've thought of this nickname.
You got a nickname
instead
for him?
Instead of Matt Stafford, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Call him Stat Padford.
Oh.
Because he gets a lot of stats.
He pads his stats?
Yeah. Look, Well, I don't know what the total is on Stafford passing yards, but it's pretty high.
I'm going to guess it's probably started at 250. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over under 250 something. He's having a phenomenal season. He's having his best year as a pro. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's not a running quarterback, but he's got mobility in that he can weave around the pocket a little bit. He's not going to take off and run for 15 yards. But the other thing he does is he has the off-platform throw where he can buy himself a little bit of extra time, and then he contorts his arm and body in a different way to slide the ball out so he's not taking sacks.
So stopping the offense is going to be obviously very difficult. You just mentioned Stafford's having an MVP-type season. Yeah. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's throwing for a ton of yards. To try to limit Stafford, is going to be very difficult. I think the Rams are going to score 25, 20, 30 points on the Lions. It's the turnovers, if they can come one or two, even if it's a big momentum changer. I think the other thing is, what you can control on offense is ball control. You mentioned Montgomery type run game. This is where those long drives keeps that offense, the other team's offense, off the field. That's the way you can control Rams and this and the Stafford offense. Their last game they lost was the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are not as good as the Lions, okay? So the Lions can definitely beat the Rams. How did they beat the Rams? They forced three turnovers. They still had to score 30-plus points to beat the Rams.
Yeah.
And I think that's the formula for the Lions as well. They still got to outscore these teams. But by the way, if they stop on fourth down, I consider that a turnover as well, because teams seem to go for it a lot on fourth down against the Lions.
That's a turnover.
31-28 was the final score of that Carolina game where they beat the Rams.
How many interceptions did Stafford have in that game?
He had two interceptions, and the Panthers forced a fumble.
So that's a terrible game for Stafford, and yet
he
still scored 20.
Yeah.
I forget if one was tipped or not, and that's always a messy problem. But that's the other side, what Goff has to do. Goff, by the way, has also had an MVP-type season. He and Stafford have had a very similar year. But Goff is going to have to make sure that he's not throwing interceptions. The Lions' offensive line is going to make sure that they have to give him time to throw, because they have some very gifted pass rushers. They've got a linebacker that's got a ton of sacks, and they've got Jared Verse and the other guys out there that get after the quarterback. So you'd like to see Jared Goff be able to set up in a pocket. And if he's able to set up in a pocket, then I have full confidence the Lions are going to score a bunch of points. The over-under in this game is set, I think, right now at 53.5. It's 54.5. I love the over. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and it's nothing new to either quarterback. And, it's being played indoors. The elements are out of it. This is going to be a fun game to watch.
I got a question for Lions fans everywhere we'll get to today at 12:18. The over-under passing yards for Stafford in this game, 277.5. For Goff, 253.5. So a lot of slinging it coming up on Sunday. To open the show, if you're dying to hear what we had to say, you can always use the Odyssey app and the Rewind feature to go back and listen. The updates of what I'm hearing out of Ann Arbor. In the meantime, we are talking a little Lions, asking a question. How can the Lions go to L.A. and beat the Rams? Look, that's a Rams offense. When you talk about, okay, what are the keys to offense? Well, let's start with the quarterback. Is the quarterback slinging it this year? Yep. Are they getting production out of the running game with Kyren Williams and an emerging Blake Corum? Yep. Are the receivers making plays? Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. Yep. Are they getting production out of their tight ends? They have four tight ends that have accumulated for 10 touchdowns. Yep. Is the line protecting Stafford? His 18.4% pressure rate is amongst the smallest number of the NFL leaders in passing. Yep. I don't know what else to say other than their offense is clicking on all cylinders.
Well, both of these offenses are. They're near mirror images of each other. They both have a tandem of running backs and get it done. They both have a whole room full of receivers that just get the job done. They both have quarterbacks that have been very efficient and take care of the football. I mean, between them, they only have 9 interceptions in over nearly 850 passes. They've only thrown 9 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And both quarterbacks are taking care of the football. And it's I think these teams are pretty evenly matched offensively. It's defensively we're seeing a little bit of a separation because, in large part, the Lions have significant injuries that they're having to deal with yet again, and it starts in the secondary where it does every year.
From SmoothKeys99 on Twitter, pound the run game and set up the play action. Short crossing routes to St. Brown and let him escape with extra yards. Check downs to Gibbs and let him create. Occasional deep route to Jamo. Goff just doesn't have time for anything bigger. Defense needs to limit, not stop, limit.
Well, you can't do the play action game unless you're able to run the ball. You got to keep them honest with that. And if they're able to do that, if the Lions are able to run the ball, their offense is going to be just fine. But if they're not able to run it, it could be more of a struggle.
But if you can't run it, I think using Gibbs out of the backfield or lining him outside with the short passes, those are like long handoffs. And you get Gibbs in space, we all know what can happen. But I think the key is, if they can't get the run game going, the completions still have to pile up.
Yeah.
You can't have incompletions. You got to have ball control. And that means dumping it off to Gibbs every now and then, even check downs, whatever it is. Keep that offense on the other side off the field. You keep the ball. You know, if you get the third down, make it manageable.
I feel so much better if they had tight ends in this game.
I know, right? I hear you.
But maybe this
and I mean
is...
the guy who I think the guy who started the last three games, hasn't Dwelly started the last three games?
They just let him go.
And they let him go.
Well, because Zylstra's, I think, getting healthy.
Yeah, Zylstra's going to be back, but, I mean, obviously, it's a far cry from Laporta, and it's a far cry from Brock Wright.
It's still just kind of wild that a guy goes from starter to released. He doesn't even get a spot down the depth chart.
But what we do see is Montgomery in the backfield and Gibbs lined up as a receiver.
Yeah.
Or more Tesla. Or if Tom Kennedy's going to be, is TK going to be activated again?
I don't know. They Khalif Raymond's coming back.
He wants to come back. And okay.
If I were in Khalif Raymond's shoes, I'd be trying to get back on the field in a hurry.
I think when Khalif comes back, didn't Phipps say that Khalif's going to do the punts and Tom Kennedy's going to handle the kickoff return? So that means both of them would be active if that were the case.
248-539-9797. Here's my question about for Lions fans for this game. It's a game against the Rams. A storyline I don't have a ton of particular interest in is Lions versus Stafford. We haven't done it, and I feel like we did it the first game. And then when they opened up, which was in the playoffs, and then when they opened up the next year with it, we were like, okay, we've done this.
Yeah.
We don't need to do it again. Does he evoke any emotion anymore, or is he just the quarterback of the other team?
I think there's always going to be a little bit of nostalgia when you see the guy who used to be here for that long.
For you personally,
for me, still, there's a little bit of residual effect there. I mean, I have nothing against Stafford. I didn't. Yeah, I thought he was a great quarterback for this team. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out, and it was the breakup was interesting that it happened the way it did. That he's the one that asked for it, and I can understand why he was. And frankly, it's benefited both teams. Obviously, the Rams got more of a benefit; they won a Super Bowl out of it. But the Lions got a huge benefit; they were able to rebuild the team and have their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Love Jared Goff.
Yeah.
So it's worked out well, and I'm glad it has worked out well, certainly for the Lions, because I don't have to hate Stafford. And, yeah, I think there's a sense where somebody else that would leave to go somewhere else, that you root against them openly. And maybe they say things about the former team that you really – and Stafford hasn't done any of that. Stafford's always been very complimentary of his time here in Detroit, of the team that's there now. And, you know, he's very comfortable in his situation. And I don't watch Stafford wearing the number 9 jersey for the Rams and go, I hate that guy. I don't. I just go, yeah, that's the guy who used to play for the Lions. Okay.
Okay. I have zero emotions. I was the biggest Stafford supporter on the station.
You were.
And now to me, I have no emotion towards him whatsoever. He is simply the nameless, faceless guy over there that we have to try and stop. And you know, I don't think Detroit is screaming for more Stafford coverage. I think we've moved on collectively. I'm intrigued if he even evokes any emotion anymore. Because like at first, maybe there was some emotion to like beat him. I think some people wanted to beat him more than anything. But that story's been done so many times that it doesn't really need to be. And I guess, then why are you bringing it up, Doug, is the ultimate question. Because if you care, you can let us know. I don't really care. So
I don't think it's a storyline for me personally anymore.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't want him to win the MVP. I still have that spite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
anybody
that's
but Matthew Stafford for MVP.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Kane.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
enough.
Yeah. You got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean. You know what? It'd be great if the Lions defense showed up on Sunday and embarrassed Stafford a little bit. Got to him a few times. He turns the ball over a few times. That would be amazing.
That's
because that would absolutely derail all the Stafford for MVP talk, which is going
on right now. Well, it'd be cool to see that because that means the Lions win. If the Lions win the Super Bowl, they could give Kelly Stafford the MVP. I wouldn't care. I don't care who gets the MVP.
Well, if it's the other option, us winning the Super Bowl, yes, Doug.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for clarifying. Oh, I agree with you there.
That's my consolation prize. I get
he can have all the MVPs for the rest of his career in the Super Bowl.
I will only care about that when the season's over, when I have nothing else to root for. I'm not wasting any energy rooting against Stafford's MVP case, is my point.
I'm not going to waste the energy, but it's many things at once.
Okay?
It's a nice aside.
Unlike you, I guess.
Fair enough. If he turns the ball over, I'm not, one thing
and one thing only over here.
Yeah, right?
Focus on this, singularly focused on winning. If you're not focused on winning, Kang, it comes back to haunt you.
So they can't get to Stafford though, Gator. I know like you're thinking maybe they can't do the same thing they did to the Cowboys, but the one thing apparently after the game they said was they let the guys rush the passer. And then instead of like switching into run fits all the time and things like that, because they're always worried about the run stopping the run. I get that. But they might do the same thing this week as well, since they saw how successful it was against Dak and the Cowboys. And then you leave it up to Campbell and the guys, you know, in the middle, DJ Reader to stop the run. But if they let those outside guys like Muhammad and Hutch go more, you get more pressures, more sacks. It could be a way to get to Stafford.
Well, because look, if you're going to say pin your ears back, go get the quarterback, I love it. Because Stafford's not the guy who's going to take off and go for 10, 15, 20 yards down the sideline because you gave up contain because you just bared down and tried to get him around the tackle to get to the quarterback. Dak Prescott was a guy that could hurt you a little bit with his feet, and they were able to get to Dak Prescott. Now, the Cowboys had a ton of offense. They did have they had a bunch of yards. They scored 30 points in the game.
Yep.
And that's not ideal for a defense. But when your offense is going to score 44, you're like, well, who cares?
Okay, one thing we're known for, we've got a reputation for, is taking over stadiums. But right now the Rams are the best team in the NFC. And we've been taking over stadiums for a long time. The Bills come home and it starts to get expensive. Do we expect a Lions takeover this Sunday? Are you making the trip to L.A.? Because while L.A. has been one of the easier places to get tickets, with the Rams being this good, do you think people are going to travel to L.A. as much as they have in the past? Anybody out there making the trip? 248-539-9797. Additionally, as it stands right now, would you invest in a trip to L.A. or would you invest in a trip to Chicago? If you could do one or the other. 248-539-9797. Got Are You Gonna Eat That coming up? 97.1 The Ticket.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great on this Friday. 248-539-9797. John's in Canton and on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
I still like Stafford. Matter of fact, the Rams are probably my second favorite team. They are my second favorite team. And a trip to SoFi, I wish I would have went because, man, I could watch. SoFi looks like an awesome stadium. That's on my bucket list. To watch those two teams, you know, in person go at it would have been great.
Yeah, SoFi is interesting. I've been in it once for a practice, Michigan practice there before the Rose Bowl back in 2023, John, and it really is something. I mean, state of the art. You feel, it goes, kind of felt like it went straight up, glass roof, natural light coming in everywhere. John, it's really, really cool.
Looks great on the outside.
Yeah.
The water out there. And
yeah, and it's in Los Angeles. I'd rather be in Los Angeles than Chicago outdoor.
Okay, so if you're going to do one road trip, you can do the L.A. trip instead of Chicago. Oh,
most definitely.
I'm okay with going to football and being outdoors.
I would rather do the
I know.
Rams. Well, no, it's not just because of that. It's I do want to see that stadium. I don't really care about, you know, the newfangled Soldier Field-esque, whatever it is there. Plus, I've got, my best friend lives out in L.A., so it's a whole different ballgame.
Right. 248-539-9797. Gator, are you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Well, yes. It's
been a minute. Yeah.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're new to the show, the way Are You Gonna Eat That works is we come up with new menu items, new foods available on shelves, new drinks that are being served at bars, things for the holidays, for the seasons, and we test them and see if Gator has interest. Kang as well, and then I also give my opinion. Gator, we will start with something new from Lucky Charms.
Oh.
Now, as a fully grown adult, how often do you partake in the Lucky Charms?
Not often. No, I haven't had any fun cereal in a long time. It's been years since I've had fun cereal.
Fun cereal?
Yeah. But I did enjoy Lucky Charms because I would trick myself into saying it's basically Cheerios, but it's a fun Cheerio because they throw in the marshmallow.
Well, Lucky Charms is collaborating with Ghost. Ghost, who comes up with products that are full of protein. They got protein shakes and energy drinks, and the newest Ghost X Lucky Charms protein cereal is coming to shelves.
Here we go.
Protein pack way to start your day or before a workout. Ghost delivers 17 grams of protein in each bowl of Ghost X Lucky Charms protein cereal. Gator, the Lucky Charms Ghost protein cereal. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I got to try it. Okay, it already sounds like a better alternative than to just Lucky Charms because of the protein factor, and protein is good for the body. Mm-hmm. I have concerns, and this is why I want to try it, because sometimes with protein-forced products, all you can taste is that that fakey...
Synthetic?
That synthetic protein powder taste to it. Some protein powders are better than others.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what this is going to taste like as a cereal, but you know, starting off with a Lucky Charms platform, I'm willing to try it.
Can you?
So first, before I answer, I'm more curious in what you're going to say, Doug. All right, after this, because it's a mix of Lucky Charms and protein. I think you're in a battle here, but for me, no, because usually more protein just means it's more than what they had before. You know, like they're just trying to sell it to people, like. That guy over there, Gator. Okay. This is the alternative. This is the healthy alternative. You should try this because now it's got more protein.
Well, it's got protein. Yeah, I don't know if the previous one had it or
not. Exactly. So, you know, just give me the regular Lucky Charms. What are we doing?
Okay. So, a lot of the protein forward foods, you're right. It just has a little bit more protein than normal and it's kind of misleading. Dude, this is 17 grams per bowl. I am so in.
So are you going to eat the marshmallows as well?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my guess is where they pack the protein is in the marshmallow.
That's what I was feeling the struggle for Doug. Is
the marshmallow.
Yeah, right? It's not marshmallow. Quote, yeah. It's the stuff that you package boxes in.
All right, so yes, no, yes.
As far as King's out.
No, just give me regular Lucky Charms, man.
Yeah.
But what if it tastes like regular Lucky Charms?
I guess
doubt it will.
Yeah, right? Come on.
Yeah, you'll find
it's been like so. Here's the one thing that I have going for me that neither of you do. I haven't had Lucky Charms in so freaking long, I don't even remember what they taste like. So it'll probably be, I'm like, yeah, this is it.
And Doug's tolerance for foods that are going to be high in protein, he doesn't care about the flavor as much.
This is kind of true.
Because he's not going to miss the Lucky Charms to begin with.
Food for fuel and nourishment is higher on my priority list than.
That's fun.
Not every meal. Next up, Bud Light. Bud Light is coming
up. Bud Light protein.
Bud Light is coming out with a new product available. Limited edition Blizzard Brew Beer. Are you interested in Blizzard Brew Beer, Scott?
Well, I need to know what Blizzard Brew Beer is.
You sure?
I do remember like the beer Ice House. Remember when that came out in like the 90s?
Yeah.
Ice House was cold filtered. It was basically Miller Genuine Draft. We had the cold filter.
Yes.
And then Ice House was talking about it was ice brewed beer, and that was a thing for a while. You had Bud Ice and all this. So I'm curious what this is. What's Blizzard Brew?
Gator, Bud Light's Blizzard Brew beer is packaged into custom 16-ounce cans. Do you want the Blizzard?
What else, Doug?
It's made with real snow from Highmark Stadium, home of the Buffalo Bills. Drinking the snow off a Highmark Stadium, the home of the Bills. Gator, are you interested in the Blizzard Brew beer?
Look, it's just beer. I'd try it. it's so they convert the snow to water, and when they do that, it's got to go through different filters so it cleans out the snow. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting somebody's blood from, you know, doing it,
from
dropping from a table drop or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'd try it.
Okay. Keg?
Hey, listen, Bill Nye, have you seen Bill's Mafia? No, thank you. I don't want any part of those people that might have been around that snow.
It's just Bud Light. It's a long-haul beer that I can drink. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, man. Good luck.
Now, if I have my choice of
table,
real pieces of real Bills fan or not, I'll choose the Bud Light regular.
Right. This one tastes more Lotus-y than the other ones do.
How much more Lotus?
Love Mike Lotus. Hey, buddy. Look at Lotus. Be all me about this. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had that. They invite me out every year.
Now with more Trubisky and Josh Allen, get the quarterback version.
That's not as appetizing.
No. Now with new more Keon Coleman in your beer. All right, next up. The grocery chain has gone viral for an addictive ice cream thing they have done. Stu Leonard's, which is a Connecticut-based chain, has come up with butter-dipped ice cream cones. This is soft-serve vanilla dipped in real butter. A spokesperson for Stu's Leonard described the treat as a perfect combination of salty and sweet. Gator, the vanilla cone dipped in butter from Stu Leonard's. Are you going to eat that?
So I guess I'm assuming this is a salted butter. It's been melted down and then just dip it like they would with, like if you go to any other place and have a chocolate dip or a strawberry dip or whatever. I'm curious. I mean, like initially I'm like, I don't need butter, more butter added to ice cream. And ice cream's got enough butter in anyway, but the butter flavor, I do like butter flavoring sometimes. I'd have to try it. I got to try it.
All right. I was about to say, I feel like you're talking yourself out of this and I can't believe it.
I was trying to, and I'm like, no, I got to try it.
All right. Can you?
Oh, man. I feel your pain, Gator. This is a tough one. Like, do we need to dip this in butter? Like, we don't. I do love the flavor of butter, though, yes. But this seems like too much, man. I can feel my arteries clogging.
Right.
Like, it's not.
Can we sprinkle some brown sugar on it, too?
Yeah, like, cinnamon? I'm going to try to pass on this one.
You're going to try, yeah. Boy, but you're going to succeed.
That was not convincing at all.
No.
Doug?
I'm a no.
Of course not. Yeah.
What if it's got more protein?
Yeah, protein
well,
butter.
Let's talk. Also now available at Buffalo Bills games. Boy, the Bills are busy. Yeah. They've come up with the Eye of the Tiger. This is a frosted flake encrusted chicken breast between Belgian waffles and drizzled with sriracha maple syrup.
Oh, my God, yes. What, are you kidding me?
There's a picture of it.
Hell yes. I mean, what's it called again? The Eye of the Tiger?
It's called the Buffalo Bills Eye of the Tiger.
Does Katy Perry serve it up?
Are you Justin Trudeau?
I will be for the day.
Prime Minister Gator?
I mean, that sounds amazing. First of all, it's just like it's chicken and waffles, chicken and but waffles. You're going to coat it with the frosted flakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going to add a honey
Dude,
sriracha?
The sweet maple honey, syrup? Like spicy, is a flavor that is I just kind of got onto this year, and it's fantastic. I'm in.
Come on.
Yeah, I think I'd try this.
Yeah!
Now, here's what I wouldn't do. There's no way I'd eat the whole thing, but I would try it.
Would you have it with the buffalo beer?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Wash
yeah.
it down. Finally, from Oreo. Are you interested in the new Oreo product?
Well, I'm going to need to hear some more, Doug.
Oreo Zero Sugar.
Is that it?
It's free of aspartame. It's instead sweetened with something I can't even pronounce. But it's a different sweetener. The
Sounds
same
natural.
One,
yeah.
Same one used in Hershey's Zero Sugar Chocolate Candy and Diet Coke Lime. It will contain 10, the package contains 10 2-count Oreo packs, making it easy to keep your cookies fresh and snack on the go. Oreo Zero Sugar cookies are expected to hit shelves at retailers nationwide in January as part of the brand's permanent lineup. The Oreo Zero Sugar cookie. Are you interested in trying this?
Yeah, I gotta try it because I'm curious. Is it gonna taste good or is it not gonna taste good? The only way to find out is to try it. And if there's a zero sugar alternative to an Oreo it's good. I'm all in. Yeah, I'll try it.
There you go. Can you?
No, I don't like the zero stuff. I'm usually a no on all that.
Okay. I'd give it a shot and see if it checks the box of still being a tasty snack. Well, not as fattening or bad for you. Not as much sugar, at least.
Not as much sugar.
No. If I read the list of these ingredients, it'll probably turn me off.
Well, the problem is that a lot of these things are compensated with, okay, it's less sugar, it's more sodium.
Yeah, exactly.
Your feet might swell out of your shoes, but hey, There's less sugar involved.
We got a Lions injury update we'll get to in a minute. That is straight ahead. Plus your phone calls here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Oh, this is sad. Charges against Sherrone Moore include home invasion in the third degree, stalking and breaking and entering or entering without breaking. He will be arraigned today at 1 o'clock.
Well, interesting.
This is not the way I expected the week to end. One felony, two misdemeanors. According to Cole Auerbach, Tony Paul had the original charges, reading from his tweet. So
home invasion in the third degree. It's allegedly unlawfully entering the victim's residence to commit the crime of stalking and committing that crime while in the residence. Home invasion in the third degree is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. The stalking.
I'm
just going to read through them all. Is stalking for allegedly engaging in a willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of the victim. Stalking is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And the breaking and entering or entering without breaking for allegedly unlawfully entering the dwelling of a victim with whom Mr. Moore had a dating relationship, a violation of this statute is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. So he's looking at a couple of charges that could bring about jail time. And certainly fines, although the fines not terribly significant, but if it comes with a lawsuit, a civil suit afterwards, it gets to be real significant. We'll see what ends up shaking out of this.
Pretty damn ugly. We mentioned before the break, Dan Campbell said, this is from Tim Twentyman. Dan Campbell said safety Kirby Joseph had a setback and could be an IR candidate, which sucks. As we talked about it, with Dan Campbell talked with our morning show, I believe it was this Tuesday. It might've been the Tuesday before. The key is back-to-back practices. He was limited in practice on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. And here we get to Friday. And I think that's pretty definitive. He will be out this weekend. And if he's a IR candidate, he will be done for the year.
Well, that sucks. Yep. That really sucks. And that he had a setback is really what hurts. I don't know what that means other than it not being good, and that the IR is sounds like it's going to be likely, and that he's done for the year. Does that mean done for the playoffs as well? I don't know. Does that mean surgery is imminent? This injury is one that they're going to have to show some more clarity on. When the time is right, we'll hear all about it. But it doesn't sound like this is a good injury to have, based on early information that's come out over the last few weeks.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Tommy in St. Clair Shores. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good, sir.
Good. So I'm calling about making the trip to Chicago or L.A.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to L.A. tomorrow. For the game. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. And what did you consider any other road trip, or was this the first and only one you're doing?
I considered Cincinnati and Baltimore, but I ended up going to L.A. The ticket was the cheapest.
It was cheaper to go to L.A.? Like the ticket in the stadium or the travel?
The ticket in the stadium for the game was cheaper than like the Cincinnati game or the Ravens game that I could find at least.
Wow. And did it make it overall cheaper to fly to L.A. and go to that game than to go to Cincy or Baltimore?
Yeah, so I actually bought the tickets in July. I bought the plane ticket and the game ticket. And at that time, when the NFL released the schedule and the Lions released their ticket prices, at that time it was more expensive to buy a ticket at Ford Field than it was to buy a plane ticket and a game ticket at SoFi. So I chose to do that instead.
Sweet. Well, cool.
Awesome.
Have fun, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you.
We are wondering if it is going to be another Lions fan takeover. 248-539-9797. You put something in your show sheet. Which player stars this week? Do you have an answer to that?
I think on offense, I went last week with Jared Goff, and I thought that he would throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns, and I think he had 300 yards, but one touchdown. But the Lions won convincingly. You didn't have to worry because they had the big running game. But this week, I'm going to stick with Jared Goff. I think for anything to happen, he's got to be the guy. And I think he's going to complete a high percentage of passes. I agree with Kang. I think we're going to see a lot of the short passing game, the intermediate passing game. And I think that's going to add up, and he's going to be able to take some shots downfield. Lions are going to score some points. I don't think the Lions win the game, but I think the Lions are going to score plenty of points. And I think Jared Goff is going to have statistically a really good game.
I'm somewhat compelled to go with a guy that's commonly acknowledged as the most underrated player in the NFL, and Jack Campbell. But I think it's going to be Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's a big game for Aiden. And when we talk about turnovers, if the playmakers in the secondary, if many of them are out, which appears to be the case, and some of them certainly confirmed are out, how do you create those turnovers? You create them with pressure. And so I feel like Hutch has to step up and have a huge game. And last week, it was Elkwity Muhammad, and if he does it, fine. I don't really care who does it as long as the collective pass rush is getting home enough and getting Stafford off his spots and pressuring enough. But I still think Hutch is the most likely candidate to have a big game. Kang, do you have a prediction for a big game this weekend?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the guy who's done it multiple times this year, and it's Jahmyr Gibbs, because I think if they cannot run the ball, they're going to have to swing pass it out to him or get him in the flats or even over the middle where he makes that middle linebacker in space not look silly, you know, and he just doesn't know if he's going left or right. I think he's just going to have a ton of touches because they got to keep these drives going. And if the run game's not working, it's always a good option to check it down to Gibbs. I know he had a game earlier, I think it was the Packers game, first game of the year, where he had all these catches and no yards. I don't see that happening again. I think if he gets 7-8 catches, it's going to be like 80 to 100 yards receiving. So I think Gibbs has a big game because I don't see a path for the Lions to win this game not in a shootout. So I think Gibbs has to have a good game, a big game.
Gator, you also asked the question, are you chesty? Meaning confident.
Yeah, I'm not chesty. Okay. This is no, I've said I don't think they're going to win the game. And I'd love for them to win it. Obviously, I'm rooting for them to win the game. But no, I think this is one that they lose. I think it's a shootout. And in the end, I just don't think that the Lions defense, and now knowing that Kirby Joseph's out, definitely out, and no Brian Branch, it's going to be tough for them, for the Legion of Whom, to step up again, this time to step up against Matthew Stafford. I think it's going to be tough. I think that the Rams score in the 40s, and I think the Lions score in the 30s. So I'll say 45-38. Oh,
40s, man. Ugh. I as good as their offense is, I don't know if I can go that high. But the one thing about L.A. is it's not a tough place, not a tough environment to play. The team on the field is tough to play, but the environment isn't like a typical road game.
No, there's like this continuous hum, mm-hmm, of a crowd noise, but because the crowd is evenly dispersed, it's like it's the same for both teams.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it might be a surprisingly low scoring game. So it seems to me that, you know, everybody, and I see the same thing that everybody does. You know, both teams struggle to stop the pass. The Rams secondary hasn't been great of late. Lions have a chance to really do some damage through the air, and we, of course, are well aware, it's been well documented, the Lions struggle. So I still feel like the Lions try and possess the ball and keep Stafford off the field, move the chains, you know, can keep the scoring down, but we'll see. All right, coming up, Sherrone Moore will be arraigned at 1 o'clock. Any breaking news out of that, we will pass along. Obviously a sad story. Give you my thoughts on Sherrone and just overall, if you missed the beginning of the show, we'll get to some of that. Also coming up, our picks at 1:24 and the Birchie kid at 1:30. Scooble news too. Conflicting reports on the likelihood of him getting traded. I swear we'll get to that today at 1:20 on 97.1.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.